Hey, it's JW Oliver, and I am happy to bring another quick edition of Global Impact. And I've got a friend, Gary Cross, from Northside Church here in Harare, Zimbabwe. How are you, Gary?
I'm well. Very well seeing you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, no, I missed you last time. I think we've...
And you've delayed your return to Zimbabwe for a little bit.
Yes, I delayed it a month, and it took a little bit to get here, but... The interesting thing, I was thinking about this on the way over here, I travel so much that I think next time somebody asks me where my home church is, I'm just going to say Northside in Harare.
You know, we accept anybody, so you're in.
Well, you're reaching down if you accept me to come on in, so that's good. Well, I've gotten to know Gary and his family, your dad, just a wonderful born and bred Zimbabweans here, and Gary really... You lead a lot of the development of programs, and you've helped coalesce a lot of the Christian churches here as well. And so tell a little bit about how long you've been doing that and how you got involved, how you got into ministry.
This could be a long story, but yeah, I am Zimbabwean. My father is Zimbabwean. My family have been in Africa since 1876.
Wow.
So I am an African.
Yeah.
Just the color of my skin is a little bit... minority. And so I've lived my whole life in Zimbabwe, went to schooling here. I trained as an accountant. Never thought that I would work in the church. My goal was to be in business and fund ministry in the church. And did that for a while, but the economy in Zimbabwe caught up to us.
Yep.
And at the time, while we were going through problems with our family business, the church called me as the youth pastor, and God spoke to me in his word about one generation talking to the next generation.
Wow.
About the things of God, you know, what God had done for them, for us, the older generation, and passing it on. And God said to me clearly, this is what I want you to do with the rest of your life. So I came in as youth pastor, was youth pastor for 6 years. My father started this church, Northside, in 1972, and I was part of the Sunday school class.
Wow.
So I've been in this church my whole life. After 6 years, our senior pastor left and went to South Africa when the diaspora was really just growing. And the leadership of the church said, will you become senior pastor? And I fought that because I love being a youth pastor. I love young people.
God's got a way of fighting you back.
Oh, and then eventually God said, you know, you can make a bigger impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
As senior pastor, not just as youth. But I always say that I got demoted to senior pastor. And well, I've been that for about 20 years now.
Wow. Well, and I know not only senior pastor here, but you work a lot with the other pastors in the different areas of Harare specifically, right? And I know you even have a group of pastors that meet and leadership that meets. I know Pastor Sam in our office, you've known him for years as well. So I think you've done a lot of amazing things to help transform the leadership, train the leadership, and put it on the same page in some respects.
You know, I'm not too interested in denominations.
Yep.
And that's one of the good things about Northside is we're not really, there's no denomination in our name, and that's deliberate. You know, where God is at work, I want to be involved. You know, working with other churches, initially it was almost a selfish thing. When I was made youth pastor, I asked the leadership of this church, what does a youth pastor do? I'm an accountant.
Yeah.
By training. And they said, we don't know, make it up. And so I did for 6 years, and then when I became senior pastor, I said to the leadership again, so what is a senior pastor? They said, we don't know, you make it up. And I then deliberately made the effort to link with other churches and other church leaders, and many of them were in the same position as me. We were promoted faster than we probably should have been, but because people were leaving Zimbabwe at the time, we all find ourselves in these places that we didn't know what to do. And let's work together.
Yeah.
And help each other. And I've just learned the strength of mentoring and being mentored. And so now I would not do anything new without a group of people that I knew would we would be in the fight together. And so, yeah, I just love the church. And that's really one of my goals. This pastor's meeting is uphold. How do we uphold one another and the churches in which we serve as we fight the common battle? We're all fighting the same battle. Yep. Why are we fighting each other as well as? So it's a great joy for me to work with other churches and organizations.
Well, it's interesting because I think that's what happens. You take Dallas-Fort Worth. To me, there's a lot of shuffling of the sheep. It's a program to bring, let's move them from this church, but that's not the mission of the church, clearly. The Matthew 28:19, the Great Commission, we need to be unified in that. And I can't find a lot of denominations in the New Testament. So, you know, we've made those and we've, yeah. You know, and I get there's some good in that, but we have to be careful that we should be focused on that one goal, and that is to spread the gospel and the Great Commission to bring people to Christ. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be more complicated. The gospel's not complicated.
It's not.
It's really not complicated. Yeah, we put our own rules and spins and, yeah. You know, but we get grace and we make it very simple. So, well, interesting you brought up about the going in business as an accountant, and we're going to use those resources to fund an advanced ministry. I do know your father has been involved in ministry and still is, and very profound with his faith and his direction. But tell me about the importance, because I'm really caught up into this now. I've been with a lot of other companies and looking at how BAM, you know, Business as a Ministry, is a big group that they use that acronym. Why is it important that businesses prosper, because then they can use those resources really to advance ministry? Because that's what it takes, right? It takes not only the tithing, but I think for businesses to get behind ministry as well.
Ministry costs money.
Yeah,
that's just the bottom line. That's ministry is expensive. And the church doesn't really generate its own source of funding. But I think one of the problems is, and I've been thinking like this for a long time, is we need businessmen and women, and they need to prosper so that they can support the church. But I'm beginning to change a little bit of my thinking. Is, you know, they're the church, and that's what we're beginning to say to our people: is you don't come to church.
You are the church.
You are the church.
Yeah, amen.
And when you go back into business, and your companies and things like that, you are the church there. And in a way, they need to succeed.
Yeah.
As a witness.
Yeah.
To the world. Funding to the church should be a byproduct. And unfortunately, I think in the past, the church has been so focused on how much are you going to give to us?
Yeah.
Whereas we actually should be looking at how can we support you?
Yeah.
Really in succeeding, in flourishing where you are. And that's so much more than just the dollar bottom line. I mean, you understand this. Looking after your staff better, you know, social responsibilities, doing things honestly and with integrity. These are really important. And that's I think that's even a more powerful witness in the world than the churches, because sometimes the church is here and the world is there.
Yeah.
And yet these are the guys that go into the world. And I was really challenged a couple of years ago. How many non-Christian friends did I have, you know, in the world? And I said, I have none. And I've had to work quite hard in the last couple of years moving into the world myself, trying to understand, because I've been out of commerce and business for 26 years. And so I think there needs to be more of a, how do we help the people in our churches, in their jobs, in their businesses, wherever they are, to be the church and to thrive and to succeed. Funding to the church will happen automatically as a byproduct.
And it's interesting you say that, because when you look at a church, even if you're the senior pastor and you've got a couple of associate pastors, that's a small number doing ministry, right? You're only feeding the sheep that are coming to church on Sunday. We have to learn to reach out to our, whether it's our, whether it's our team members at our office or it's in a church, reaching out, and you're right, how do we equip them
to do it,
to go out and do the ministry? Because now you have 1,000 people going out doing ministry, not Gary Cross and his cross and his Bible, and you know, you've got a, you've got a team that you've prepared, and I think that's what's, we've become comfortable Christians, right?
This whole thought is, we come to church and Gary does all the ministry.
Yeah.
It's not biblical.
No.
You know, my job is to equip the saints for the works of service, which includes evangelism and prayer and healing and all of those things, which should be happening out there, not only
Amen.
Here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a difficult... But I think that's what's happened. You know, we go to church to get, not to give. Mm-hmm. And I really see that in the U.S. You know, we Sunday, we got my hour reserved for the sermon, and we get it, and, you know, the preacher didn't really do a good job today. And we're thinking, it's really not why we're here. We're here to worship.
Yeah.
We're here to praise the Lord. And then we are then being equipped to go out.
Yeah, the giving is equipping.
Yeah.
To send. To go.
Yeah. Which goes back to 28:19, Matthew 28:19, you know, to go therefore, right? Yeah. And that's what we need to be equipped to do.
So, you know, that's something that we're beginning to focus on a bit more.
Yeah.
Here. More conscious of the church is out there.
Yeah.
Or should be out there, not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's one of the things we've done at ZimWorks, what we call the 51 now, because we take 51% of our profits back into various ministries worldwide. But one of the ministries we partner with is Gary. And we've done some various things with the food bank that you have. But on a weekly basis, well, something that's really so easy and so fun is they have a group that comes down from Vinona Primary School. And especially during COVID, got quite behind with the reading skills in the elementary. And we said, hey, we could, I was at service one day, and one of the ladies came up and said, we would need volunteers. And I was like, gosh, why don't we volunteer?
Yeah.
And so every Friday now, we bring over a group of, I think it ranges from 10 to 20 people, and we help read to these kids here. It's an hour, right? I mean, it's about an hour long. And so those are the kind of things that we see. Sometimes it's money, and we've done that even with Gary and the church and his programs, but sometimes it's your time. And that's another way that people sometimes get a little caught up that, well, I don't have any money to give,
yeah,
but you do have time,
yeah,
and we all can find that time.
That's what I love about this, is that there's no money involved. It's time. It's just people. Such a fantastic ministry, just helping children with their literacy, helping them to learn to read by reading to someone who can read.
Yeah.
Allowed. It's such an important part. And of course, in our schools, there are just too many students to teacher. So our government schools are 55 to 60 students to a teacher.
Wow.
There's just not enough time for the teacher to listen to every child read aloud. Their parents probably don't read that well themselves. So they never read aloud. So they never learn to read.
Yeah.
And we're doing that here. And it's just great that ZimWorks come. Sometimes we have more from ZimWorks than we get from the school. but it's not money based.
Yeah.
And then, of course, but then the funding that we get for our food bank, our food pantry, just has really helped us. It gives us a basis that we know will happen every month. What the church gives on top of that just helps us to do more. But we know that we can do a certain amount every month, and it's been so good. And it encouraged the church. Hey, we've got these guys giving. Why aren't we? And so giving into our food pantry has actually increased.
Oh, wow.
And I think that was one of your desires.
Well, I didn't know that it would increase everybody else, but that's a result. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It brings awareness, I think, to the program. And it's actually fun to participate in those kind of things as well. And we've done a lot in, you know, through our 51 projects. We got a really cool project at Regari Orphanage where we took a 40-foot container, converted it into a classroom, and they're going to have three little classrooms in there. And that's almost finished. And Horizon Theological College.
We just, really,
fantastic. We're great to partner with them, and so we've been able to do a lot of things here in Zimbabwe. We've got a big project coming up, raising rabbits that we're going to help produce protein and sellable items. So we've got a lot of things that we're really excited about. But I will say, partnering with you, because I trust you, and I know that wherever we're giving our time and our money and our energy to anything that Gary Cross is associated with, and part of it, whether it's with Northside or without, then we know we have a level of confidence that that's going to be utilized well. So these are the kind of things we really focus on. And sometimes it takes a little weaving, but I don't know. I met you.
Wow. It's been a while.
4 years ago, probably.
About four years.
And began to always attend when I'm here in town, and we try to do lunch or dinner or something, but we're all busy. We get it. But anyway, it's been great partnering with you in this. Our global impact, sometimes it's a small impact, but we know that it does make a difference, and we couldn't be more thrilled.
It all adds up. But what I love about it is that it's on relationship. You and I have a relationship, and there's a relationship Zoom Works, Northside, Sam as well.
Yeah.
We work on relationships, not on other things. We know, and I think that's biblical.
Yeah, agreed. It transforms things.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. I just wanted to sit down a few minutes. I knew the reading program is now.
We're in the middle of it. Right outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we come over and spend a little time with the kids. I think we've done pizza a couple of times, and we've had fun doing that. Great group of kids. I'm always amazed by the Zimbabwean students, mm-hmm. because I wish they still did this. Our kids did it in private school, but when I see those kids in public schools come with their uniforms and all the same colors, and they're usually brightly cut. They're yellow and brown here, and they got their name on the back, and they'll have little jackets, and just amazing that they're able to do that and look so proper.
Yeah, our children are amazing. That's my junior school. I went to that junior school, so that's my uniform. So for me, there's an even bigger connection with that, because that's my school. These children walk all the way up here for it, and then they walk home afterwards. They value education.
Wow.
And so you know when you put something in, it's going to make a big difference.
And you get some big numbers come in too.
We started this year with 100 children.
Wow. Wow,
it's
that's a lot.
Taped off, but we started with 100 the first time when we first back after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids were eager to learn, eager to do something new. Well, Gary, this has been fun. We were in town. I'll be in church Sunday. Get to see your dad and some other great people. Eddie Smith told me he is
he's leading.
I saw him today, and so Eddie's a good friend as well. And so, hey, we're glad you joined another edition of Global Impact. It's fun to show you a little bit of what we do, not only through our business, but how we want to take a piece of what we do and give back to make that impact for the kingdom. Our mission statement is a commitment to excellence while making a global impact for the kingdom. So, Gary, thanks.
Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Thanks.